was gone, the spirit 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 was gone.
In Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cava Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cava Radio.
Cava Radio, 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 radio. And I'm back. We're back. I thought I would just play music throughout the last 5 minutes, but Gary has showed up in the store, GAC, and he's going to tell us what we've got going on. Now, he told me it was a secret, but now I've put him on the spot. I'm all about putting people on the spot this last half hour. Like that poor guy was like, you're coming on the air. So anyway, but it was really good. And thanks for the call. Somebody called in and asked a little bit of information about the fella, and I was happy to provide that. So thanks for calling in. Everyone can always call in at 604-822-2487. You got questions, you got comments, and yeah, you're always welcome. So as Gary prepares for Explodin' Head Movies, my absolutely favorite show to say on CITR. And Gary, you got your mic is working now, so what do you got coming up?
I'm going to still say it's a secret.
Oh, you cheeky bastard. All right.
Well, we actually we have Sonic Youth did a soundtrack recently to a French film that came out in English as Lights Out. In French, it's known as Simon Venner a disparu. So overall, it's just going to be a mix of a little bit more of the guitar-based stuff. Since I just came back from Detroit, we'll have a little bit of a White Stripes commemorative type thing, a couple other bands.
Insane Cloud Posse, you know, Eminem.
We need to respect the Juggalos in their nature. However, now is not the time.
Okay, cool. So I'll do a little sign-off here. Of course, you heard Moondoggies and Anthony the Johnsons was the last two songs I played. And that's it for me. Have a good evening, Vancouver, and get ready for
Exploding Head Movies on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Take it easy.
Thank you.
we started off there. Let's bring this thing closer. And more. And there we go. I hear me now. We started off with a bit from Ted from Columbus. His act is called Monster Rally, and that's off a free EP that you can download through Bandcamp. EP is called Palm Reader. We heard there was Swamp. And he actually does have his first LP out now through the Gold Robot label. It's called Coral. It's available in limited edition Seafoam Green Vinyl, but at the very least, you can always just name your price on Bandcamp as well, too. What we just heard there was a Doomstar with an exclamation mark, and that is their New Year's single. There's a B-side called Night at the Movies, and their trio from Cambridge, Massachusetts. They've been releasing singles. They're like spinning 45s on 33 and a third, and a good mix of sort of like early 60s garage there, along with the exotic that we just heard there. So good evening. This is Exploding Head Movies, as the lights turn low. And yes, you're listening. This is the Cinematically Inspired program here, broadcast on UBC's motoring community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us at the web at www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'll be your dolled-up chauffeur here until 9 p.m. You can call the station at 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. And you can find Exploding Head Movies on Facebook. Really easy, lemon squeezy. So tonight's profile, as mentioned during Sore Throats Clapping Hands, will be Sonic Youth for the soundtrack to Lights Out, although through the label, it's using the French title, which is Simon Werner à Disparo. And yes, I just got back from Detroit last night. I hope to see a whole bunch of live music there, but of course I was there for work, so it was all about no fun at all. But of course, it being the home of Motown, techno, and hard rock, we'll give a little bit of a reference to Detroit City here, although gotta do a little bit more work on something more fully scoped, but at the very least, we definitely need to commemorate the passing of the White Stripes. They were founded in 1997 by Jack and Meg White, who were previously married, and Jack actually took the name, Meg's last name there. Although at the time they pretended to be siblings, which is something that they decided to choose in order to focus more on the music as opposed to themselves. Their births are the same Detroit scene as the Dirt Bombs, Paybacks, and Bantam Rooster. Jack used to be a drummer with the cowpunk band Goober and the Peas. He used to play guitar with the Go and Two Star Tabernacle. And they released their debut album in 1999, self-titled Wonder, after a couple singles through some Detroit local labels like Italy Records. And this definitely got the attention of John Peel, renowned tastemaker from the BBC back in the day. Rest in peace, you lover Budlian. The Mandrick of Mars. So let's listen to some early White Stripes here. And this is from their self-titled. So, White Stripes, here's Jimmy the Exploder. Cover that's been a staple of their live sets ever since they released that. That was off a B-side for Hello Operator, a single that came part of the... Which album was that? That was the third album, Blight Blood Cells. That was the White Stripes there with Jolene. And the White Stripes have been able to maintain a active cinematic career. Jack Black was best known to help out with some of the songs for the 2005 film Cold Mountain, which was sort of like 1860s post-Civil War Appalachian-type music. Of course, there was This Might Get Loud, of which he was one of the profile guitarists. He co-wrote the main theme for Quantum of Solace, which was sung by Alicia Keys. And then, yes, he and Meg appeared in Coffee and Cigarettes, the Jim Jarmusch compendium of caffeine and nicotine together. And it was earlier this year, in February, that the White Stripes announced their dissolution. The last album that they've had released was the soundtrack accompanied to their 2009 film Under Great White Northern Lights, which commemorated their 2007 tour throughout all the Canadian provinces and territories. And at this point, both of them are based in Nashville. Jack has been running Third Man Records out of Nashville. It's been releasing a whole bunch of spoken word, 7 inches here and there. And for South by Southwest, he debuted the Third Man Truck, which was sort of like an audio library on wheels. And as well, too, he's been sort of keeping up his past job before he was a musician, which was upholstery. Meg, we know less about at this point. It seems like Jack and Meg haven't been talking that much, but maybe something will pop up as she decides what to do next. Although it was part of several tours ago where she had an anxiety attack that forced a postponement of several dates, so hopefully she's able to sort of do something after that. So we're actually going to listen to Meg White sing on one of the songs that the White Stripes released. And this comes off their 2003 album, Elephant. And here's the White Stripes with In the Cold, Cold Night.
I saw you standing in the corner on the edge of a burning light. I saw you standing in the corner. Come to me again in the cold, cold night. In the cold, cold night. You make me feel a little like a full-grown woman might, but when you're gone I grow colder. Come to me again in the cold, cold night. In the cold, cold night. I hear you walking by my front door. I hear the creaking of the kitchen floor. I don't care what other people say. I'm gonna love you anyway. Come to me again in the cold, cold night. In the cold, cold night.
Music Festival is proud to present Matt Epp and the Amorian Assembly Tuesday, April 12th at the St. James Hall in Kitts. Touring from coast to coast in support of the new album At Dawn, Matt Epp fuses the songwriting greatness of influences like Bob Dylan and Jonathan Richmond into something uniquely his own.
I wasn't happy with you. Can you be happy for me? It's not like it's obvious. Come in, forgive me.
Don't miss Matt Epp and the Amorian Assembly, Tuesday, April 12th at the St. James Hall in Kitts. For tickets and more information, visit thefestival.bc.ca.
Yeah.
from Seattle, Washington. That was the Duchess and the Duke. And what we just heard was I Don't Feel Anything. That comes off their second and final album, Sunset Sunrise. Pardon me one second here. Ah, sorry. It's the pollen. It is springtime after all. Duchess and Duke primarily features Jesse Lortz and Kimberly Morrison. And yeah, I've seen them live twice, and actually had a friend who actually played at their house in the early days of the Duchess and the Duke. And they've always been a great act to watch. They get a little particular at times. I remember in Austin at some point, they decided to like, wave a spotlight away from themselves to the point that Lortz unplugged the actual light itself. And before that, we heard the White Stripes with In the Cold, Cold Night, another band, another duo specifically, another man-woman duo that just sort of decided to end things off as they should. This is 7:50 Pacific EPM. This is Exploding Head Movies. I'm Gak, and we'll be guiding you till 9 here. Now, of course, coming up this Saturday, it is Record Store Day, where we celebrate anything dealing with the small, I wouldn't say mom and pop, but it's definitely not franchise-related. It's just the one-offs. Friends down the street, they're running the store. And this has been a great day that's been celebrated over the past few years, a way for releases to be highlighted and just for get people to get back into the store instead of necessarily downloading all the time. Now, of course, Vancouver is an active member along with most of North America and the Western world. So if you manage to make it to any of the record stores close by, let's give a quick list here off the site. So if you go to Audio Pile on the Drive, Dandelion Records at Broadway and Main, go to High Life Records, go to Neptune on Main, Red Cat in Riley Park, go to Scrape, Scratch, Vinyl Records, Zujop, and of course Skits' old standard Zulu Records. They will be having sales there. There'll be special limited releases of certain records. And there's one in particular you should definitely pay attention for. And that will be this radio station's own Volume 2 of the Pop Alliance. So CITR has collaborated with a whole bunch of Vancouver pop bands, and we pressed some wax with our fine help from Mint Records. So this is the lead track here. Great local act. They take their name from a Thunder Bay myth, and their last album dealt specifically with the stories of Vancouver Island. So from the CITR Pop Alliance Volume 2 compilation, here is Vancouver's own Apollo Ghosts, and this is Validation.
A heart, a mind, a fist, the backup singers have to sing. You've got the blue book, Rob, now take her for a spin and say, your hands set 10 and 2, the vinyl seats and windows down, the carpet's clean. Sandwich, did you make it for the pigeons in the park? And you know all her songs are saving, not just sweet when she stops saying, validate, validation, baby. I miss when backup singers had to sing. You traded in your love for plastic and a diamond ring. Come on, who cares? That's right, I said it and you're never gonna sing again. Hey, this left hand, will you take it? Put it to your lips and smile. You know all these songs are empty. Validation, baby. Validation.
You want it?
Validation. Validation. Validation.
Thank you.
If you're heading to the Biltmore April 20th, that act will be joined by Transmitters, Vicious Cycles, Hard Feelings, as part of the Devin Clifford Memorial Foundation benefit from the former drummer from You Say Party, We Say Die. And that was Chains of Love, Great Blue Vancouver Atlantic Soul Sound, Fuzzy Garage Rock, and that the song was You Got It. And you just go to Bandcamp, just look for Chains of Love. I wonder if that's taken from the Erasure song from the late 80s or not. But a wonderful bit of music. And we actually have a couple tunes later here on Exploding Head Movies that have that sort of nice jangly, not quite Motown, but like that wall of sound feel. It's just a bit shy of 8 o'clock here. And let's go to another act that actually will be stopping by the Biltmore later. Although if you're going to be on the island this weekend, they're playing at Victoria's Lucky Club on April 15th. But along with the High Drops on April 28th, they'll be at the Biltmore. So from their album, The Shivers, which you can get for free through their website. And I think it's also on Bandcamp as well, too. Bandcamp is our new musical savior. Bow down before it. Here is Slam Dunk, and this is Bleacher Lovin'.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
You suck the life out of the room. A revelation. You feel the lies are of the truth, but you don't know it. You haven't got a clue. You suck the life out of the room. I don't know why. Don't know why you have to cross that line. You cross that line where you can be so kind sometimes, and you can be unkind sometimes.
It was 20 years ago when Chris Murphy and Andrew Scott met at Nova Scotia College of Art Design in Halifax, and they were soon joined by Patrick Pentland and Jay Ferguson, and they started their own record label called Murder Records for themselves and other Halifax area bands, and we knew them as the name, we still know them as the name of Sloan, taken from a nickname given to one of their friends for a slow one, as pronounced by the French, so Sloan. Sloan, and that is from their forthcoming, I think it's that 10th album at this point, The Double Cross, and that was Sloan with Unkind. That's going to be through Outside Music here in Canada, now that they're based in Toronto, and the U.S. you'll be repped through Yep Rock. This is Exploding Head Movies. This is on CITR 101.9 FM in the springtime wonder that is Vancouver. And it is end of year here at UBC. Last week was the last week of classes, so right now is exam time. The halls are sort of moments of slow unwinding as the year kind of winds down, but there's moments of panic as exams and things need to be written. And of course, the days are longer. The sun is still up at this point. It's not necessarily always going to be rain. Later on, towards 8:30, we're going to have some Sonic Youth recent and a little bit of some vintage stuff, commemoration of their most recent album, which is a soundtrack to a French film called Lights Out. But we're going to hop over to Seattle now, and Michael Benjamin Lerner is signed to Merge Records, but not as that name, but under the moniker of Telekinesis. And his latest album is called 12 Desperate Straight Lines, a fantastic bit of power pop here, indie rock. And from that album, we're going to listen to Please Ask for Help.
We all love it when machines decide to hiccup there. So that track required a second start there to make it through. And what we just heard was Tame Impala, and that's off their debut album, Inner Speaker. That was Desire Be and Desire Go. And they have just started their North American tour in a couple of days. Coachella, Indio, California will be this weekend, so they are going to start there. And they're going to wind their way up the West Coast. They'll be at the Fillmore in San Francisco on April 18th. They'll be in Portland, Oregon's Wonder Ballroom on 420. And then Seattle will have them on 422 at Numo's, but here in Vancouver, April 21st, they'll be playing the Commodore Ballroom. And before that, we heard from Sweden, Dunjan, and that was Marken Lagstilla, and that was Skit It Alt, which is Swedish for just a blasé term involving the F word. You can just go, get all wonderful stuff that way. And then we started off with Telekinesis, and that was Please Ask for Help off the 12 Desperate Straight Lines album. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. One of the fantastic resources available here on UBC campus is this museum.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
This is Exploding Head Movies. I'm Gak. This is CRTR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And coming up next, we're going to hop over to Montreal via Taiwan. And this is the work of Alex Zhang Huntai. And he's been born in Taiwan, made Toronto, Honolulu, Montreal, and Vancouver his home. And in Montreal right now, he's going by the alias of Dirty Beaches. His album Badlands is out through Zoo Music. And it's a wonderful mix of continuing with that early 60s garage pop wall of sound feel here. And this is a fantastic bit of work. So, from Badlands, here's Dirty Beaches with Lord Knows Best.
Thank you. I will wake one day, don't delay me. Wide-eyed leaver, always going.
I can never tell when that song ends. It is so new, your head will spin. So these guys are playing two sold out shows at the end of the month at the Vogue Theater, April 29th, April 30th. So maybe there's a chance for you to get in somehow. But that was the Fleet Foxes. And that was Grown Ocean. That's coming from their forthcoming second album, Helplessness Blues, through Sub Pop. Although you can pick up in the UK and Europe through Bella Union. Wonderful harmonies as usual. I wish I could go see it. But at this point, April's been sort of like a crapshoot for me. Although at this point, I'm thinking I'm actually going to be in the UK in May, so there should be a good few solid weeks with me here at the controls. Stick around, we have some Sonic Youth coming up next, but you're listening to Exploding Head Movies. I'm Gak, and actually I made this out of a broken speaking spell.
I am a serious rhythm machine. Now try pleasure. www.citr.ca. You win. CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm gonna go get some more.
Michigan, that is Colin Stetson, and that is the Dark Lights remix of The Stars in His Head. And Colin Stetson is a bass saxophone player, and he's a touring member of Arcade Fire Bell Orchestra. He's worked with Tom Waits, TV on the Radio, Feist, Bon Iver, LCD Sound System, and whatnot. And as mentioned on the website and in the liner notes themselves, too, Colin Stetson there works on a solo bass saxophone. There's no overdubs, there's no looping on that. Basically, everything's mic'd differently. There's a couple dozen microphones that are placed in various positions. As you can probably hear on the valves, they're providing a little bit of percussion pretty close to the mouth and then far away. Works quite well. So yeah, the name of the album is New History Warfare, Volume 2, Judges. And this leads us into experimental side of things, which is appropriate enough for Exploding Head movies, because honestly, my format is rather experimental, because you don't know what you're getting every week. But one of the big founders of the experimental scene is from 30 years ago, formed in New York City. It would be Sonic Youth, and it consists of Thurston Moore, Kim Gordon, Lee Rinaldo, and Steve Shelley. There's been a few changes in that roster. In the past, there's been Jim O'Rourke, members like Ann Demarinis, Michael Edson, Jim Scalvanos, and Bob Burt. But Thurston moved to New York City in 1976, became part of the Coachmen, and he met up with Lee Rinaldo at Binghamton University. And over time, they became Sonic Youth. They're no more for their noisiness before they sort of merged pop elements with their extreme guitar tunings. So we're going to listen to two facets of Sonic Youth here. First one is going to be from their 1987 album Sister, one of the last ones that they had on SST before they got into some financial scraps that way with about how things were paid and before they moved to Geffen. But here's Sonic Youth with Stereo Sanctity.
7. We'll be right back.
Was Thurston Moore of Sonic Youth just by himself, and that was the first demo version of Circulation. And that's something that was provided for a Red Cross Earthquake Appeal compilation organized by the blog called Rose Quartz, and this is for the folks in Christchurch. So it features a lot of great Kiwi bands like Shocking Pinks, Son of Ra, I see Grouper there, then there's also other acts. So I see Canterbury Rams, Coasting Spelunks, Mount Pleasant, and a live performance there somewhere at the St. Luke's Cathedral, not the same one that collapsed. And, yeah, amongst all the things that Mother Earth has been doing as of late, you know, constant earthquakes, not on a daily basis in Japan, but not the usual tremblers that you feel that just sort of wake and shake you. No, these are the high fives and sixes that will do some damage. So stick around. We are going to be profiling Lights Out shortly. But stick around if you do have the Friends of CITR card. Here's where you can use it on the drive.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver. Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts on Commercial Drive at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore. You'll also save online at Band March Canada and Big Mama. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
The jazz show is just a scant 15 minutes away, but we still have some Exploding Head movies to kick up the jams here. And right now, in the background, we have a little bit of music by Sonic Youth for their work for the film Lights Out, as it's known in North America. In French, it's Simon Vernet a disparu, which I think is the title that they should have kept, which means Steinar Werner has disappeared. This is comes out of France last year, directed by... Thanks for hiding. IMDb is doing an awesome job here. Directed by Fabrice Gobert. And it features some students in a suburb of Paris from 1992 as kids start disappearing. Now, this is the fourth soundtrack that Sonic Youth has worked on. They've done some work for films like Made in USA, Love Dolls, Superstar, suburbia condo painting, but most of those have been primarily more noisy experimental ones, and a lot of times too they have been just more abrasive than anything else, and I wouldn't say that they really fit in with the film that properly, but it definitely was more jarring. But this one sort of fits in with a sinister vibe, so I'm going to shut up for the next 12-15 minutes or so. So from Simon René a Disparu, which is released on Sonic Youth's imprint, SYR. This is SYR number 9, if you're counting the releases that they do. And this is Thème de Jérémy.
Thank you.
in the background listening to Dans les Bois, and soon this will segue into M. Rabier. If I manage to do this properly, we might hear Thème de Simon, but I really doubt that since we're cutting closer. So we start with a Thème de Jérémy, then we heard Les Anges au piano, and yeah, Dans les Bois. This is all by Sonic Youth from their soundtrack to Simon Werner, a Disparu through the SYR imprint that they run and operate themselves. If you're going to be in the record store day celebration things, they're actually releasing a rare EP from one of their Australian tours. The EP will be called Whore's Moaning. And a lot of the music that we actually heard today will be available during record store day. So the Fleet Foxes track, they'll be appearing on a 7-inch. There's going to be some great stuff from Fela Kuti and Africa 70, Velvet Underground, Pita Tosh. There's a Guided by Voices tribute to Sing for Your Meat. And some reissues as well, too. And of course, if you're going to be in Vancouver and throughout North America, or at least Canada at the earliest, check out the CITR Pop Alliance compilation volume 2, featuring Fine Mist, Roll Knock. We heard Apollo Ghosts. Who did I pay last time? There's a lot of great Vancouver acts here. So that's about it for Exploding Head Movies here. Coming up shortly is the Joshua with Gavin Walker. Then at midnight, it is P-Bone with Canada Post Rock. If you missed any of this week's episode, just grab the podcast at www.citr.ca. Search iTunes for Exploding Head Movies. You can search Facebook as well, too. You can find CITR everywhere on your computers. Next week, I think we're going to focus on some Chemical Brothers. They recently scored a film called Hannah. So we'll be having a little bit more of the electronic side of things that I know everyone desperately misses. We'll close off with an act from Winnipeg from their 2008 album Dirty Roads. We'll listen to the Magnificent Sevens and This City. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver. And all you UBC students, take care of yourself. Study well. Study hard. We only want you to succeed in this life, since who knows, you might be running things here soon enough. Take care.
You are listening to CITR, FM and Cable, 101.9. The time is 9 p.m. Stay tuned now for The